Epecuén in Argentina used to be a booming tourist resort on the shores of a salt lake, famous for its healing qualities. The town was full of hotels and restaurants, and tourists from Buenos Aires flocked there during the season. But in 1985, the lake flooded, submerging the town in 10 feet of salty water. Epecuén was abandoned by all the residents, except one. He's called Pablo Novak, and for Outlook, Ed Stocker went to find him.
It has the look of a battlefield, an apocalyptic scene of destruction. Houses are mere piles of rubble, trees are leafless skeletons jutting up towards the cloudless sky. I rumble towards the main street in Flavio Pettacarini's car. The 41-year-old works for the local tourist board. He's had an influx of recent visitors as the waters that drowned the town for over 2 decades have receded. We stop at Avenida de Mayo, the main thoroughfare, and explore on foot. The destruction wrought by the floods is eerie. I've suddenly become rather aware of my own breathing. Even my microphone registers hardly any background noise. Okay, well, the first thing I noticed about being here, and I don't even want to speak loudly because it's so quiet, is the lack of noise, no?
Sí, realmente es algo que le llama la atención a la gente que nos visita.
It's something people really notice. It's what you could call the sound of silence. And the only thing you can hear is nature. A pigeon, or a lark, or one of those little rural animals that has made a town their home. The destroyed buildings are the perfect shelter for them. People like the quiet here, and that's why Epecuén has become a relaxation spot, and for some, a romantic place.
We're just going to walk towards the water that's at the end of the road in front of us. What's quite remarkable is that all these trees that we're seeing are all dead, they're just these wooden structures. And one part of the wood is completely white, and the other part is a darker, almost black. The white part at the bottom, which actually kind of comes up to about 2/3 of the tree, is showing us where the water level was in the past.
Sí, a través de los árboles, a través de las estructuras.
Yes, through the trees and the buildings. Or if you look at the old electricity poles, you can see these white marks, which show where the water level used to be. The lake is intensely salty, only comparable with the Dead Sea in Israel. Metal rusts quickly, and plants die when exposed to it. But the salt also has this way of preserving, freezing time. It's something visitors notice straight away.
The preservation from the salt water has left a landscape with an air of permanent winter. The floor is a shimmery white surface due to the crystalline residue. And despite the piles of rubble, much has been preserved. A building facade here, a wooden stairway there, a restaurant pizza oven among the concrete. Flavio and I are on the hunt for Epecuén's only resident, 83-year-old Pablo Novak. When the floods came in 1985, he decided to stay. His wife and children refused, moving to the nearby town of Carué. We discover Pablo a little further down the main street, out for a jaunt on his pedal bike with his 2 dogs in tow. We take a seat at a remarkably well-preserved picnic table where he says he likes to come and read the newspaper. He stumbles slightly on his words, but he remembers the day of the flood as though it were yesterday.
There was a period of heavy rain and the water just didn't have a way out. Levels began to rise in 1980, so they made a defense the shape of a giant horseshoe. But on November 10, 1985, it failed. The local authorities said nothing could be done and that water was about to engulf the town, so it had to be evacuated. It took about 16 days for everyone to get his or her valuables out.
Epecuén used to be part of 7 linked lakes. As the last in the chain, when the flooding started, the other settlements opened their drainage systems, condemning the town. Nowadays, Epecuén Lake is standalone, which is why the water began to evaporate over the last few years, now completely retreated. While others left, Pablo bought a farmhouse slightly away from the main strip, unaffected by the floods. He stayed there tending animals and leading life's simpler pleasures. Born and raised in the resort, he he simply couldn't see himself leaving.
I stayed because, for one, I knew the place so well, house by house, client by client, friend by friend. I lived a little bit on the memories, and I enjoyed tending the animals and didn't miss other people too much. I've lived here all my life. I was born here, grew up here, went to dances, school. I had a family here, and my kids spent their childhood here.
The ghosts of the town's heady past still continue to swirl around the rusted barbecues, crumbling buildings and the fallen telegraph poles. On the main street, it feels almost voyeuristic, peeking in at the exposed rooms of what was once the Hotel Monte Real with its coloured tiles.
I have memories of everything, from dances, festivals and carnival on the main avenue to electing the tourism queen. There were dances every day and orchestras playing in the streets, from traditional music to jazz. Every house, door or business I pass, I have a look in and think, I've had a beer there, or I've eaten ice cream here, or danced. De mi desgracia, poquito a poco,
la va tapando. He says that his children, now adults, find it hard to come back and visit him. They saw Epecuén at its splendour, he says, so it's hard to look at what it is today. The grandkids, though, don't have a problem, he adds.
I always thought that tourism would return. That's what I miss the most, the fact that I always thought the good old days would return. But no one seems interested in the idea.
Frail but doggedly determined, Pablo leans forward on his walking stick as he tells me he'll stay in Epecuén as long as humanly possible.
Every time I go for a medical checkup, they tell me I've got one more year here. I've been fighting to stay since I was 70, and I'm now 83. As long as I can walk, I'll stay. But as soon as I'm not mobile or can't do things on my own, I'll have to give it up.
That report was by Ed Stocker in Argentina, and you can see some extraordinary pictures of that deserted town on our Facebook page.